Harambam was asked during his lifetime by the community in Damascus about a particular minhag that they had. After waking up in the morning, they would do netilat yadayim, but they would hold off on making the beracha on netilat yadayim until they got to the synagogue. They asked Harambam, is this okay? Is this an appropriate minhag? And Harambam wrote back to them forcefully, absolutely not. Change your minhag, he wrote to them. It's a beracha levatala. You're using God's name in vain when you make the beracha in such a fashion. Because berachot need to be said, ovel asiatan. We make the beracha on lulav immediately prior to shaking the lulav. We make the beracha on shofar right before we sound it. The beracha of netilat yadayim as well cannot be separated from the netilah, the washing. It needs to be said at that same time. Surprisingly though, in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo and Siman Vav presents this halacha in a different fashion. He begins by writing, Yesh nohagin. There are those who have the custom. What custom? Well, the custom he describes is that they'll hold off on making the beracha until they get to the synagogue and they do it as part of the other berkot ha-shachar, hanoten lasech vibina, and so forth. He concludes the halacha, however, that the minhag of Bnei Sefarad, the Jews who lived in Spain, was enochin, was not so. How could he even entertain the first minhag? Harambam had put it down. He forcefully disagreed with it. He explained how it's a beracha levatala. How could Shulchan Aruch even present it as a viable option? In his Bet Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo himself answers this question. He first quotes from Mahari Abuhab, who explains that Birkat Netilat Yadayim became a part of the other berachot which are said as a group. We make the beracha of Hanoten Lasech Vibina Matira Surim Zokef Kifufim and so forth, all as a group. We don't say them individually, but all as once. It therefore, Netilat Yadayim was appropriately put together with that group, and therefore the minhag developed to say it's separate from the performance of the mitzvah itself. Rabbi Yosef Karo himself continues. He says, remember the reason for Netilat Yadayim? We mentioned several. Fundamentally, we mentioned the opinion of Rashba. And Rashba's opinion was that Netilat Yadayim is, in a sense, a Berkat HaShevach. We wake up in the morning, we're that new creation, the Biryah Hadashah. We're excited and about to enter into worship Avodah of God, much like the Kohen and the Mikdash, and we're therefore washing our hands and making a Beracha on that. Says Rabbi Yosef Karo, this Beracha is not a simple Beracha on a mitzvah. It's not just al netilat lulav prior to shaking the lulav. It's not just about hearing or sounding the shofar. This beracha is about thankfulness. It's what we'd call not a berkat mitzvah, but a berkat shevach. A berkat shevach, when we praise God, can appropriately be said even separate from any performance. It's therefore that Shulchan Aruch presents these two approaches, two minhagim, to how to say the beracha of netilat yadayim. There are those, he writes, who would say it's separate from performance of the mitzvah. The minhag of Bnei Sefarad enokin. Of course, the minhag and halakha lema'aseh for us today is like that of Bnei Sefarad, that we make the beracha in the context of doing the netilah itself.